Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero in the snow, at Degenerates 975. Can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, pretty sportsy. And a little draft talk. We had Lance in to do some of that. And Christopher Harris in to talk fantasy. And then we hit on the weather a little bit, which appears to be kind of nasty.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's hot in here now.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. In here, it's completely, it's either going to be freezing cold or really hot.
You can't have normalcy.
Yeah. But, and somebody said, really, I-10's closed? No, I-10's not really closed. We're just trying to keep you guys off the road so that we can get there. That's all. It's all about us, all right?
Yeah. Selfish.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm still getting a lot of fantasy questions, and should I start this guy or that guy? And again, just go to Chris's website, harrisfootball.com, and look at how he has them ranked. So are y'all going to be an actual radio show and take calls today? We're an actual radio show where we take calls or not. So I don't know if we're taking calls or not. We haven't decided.
Is that what makes you a radio show?
Apparently.
Okay. God.
Comments like that make you a dumb texter. I know that much. So. I'm debating on whether or not maybe we should do like calls when maybe one day a week. Maybe go to one day a week, or if something happens that's worth, that people want to weigh in on.
What's anybody want to weigh in on today? What's the hot noise?
Well, draft.
Okay.
We did that.
We talked about that. But,
yeah.
I mean, we got some time.
Yeah. I don't know. My thought process is, I mean, I think there's a time for them, but maybe we'll just pass on them today. We got a lot of guests today. That's the other thing. So it's kind of one of those where maybe just won't take calls. And I'm going to slowly phase out texts from the show.
I'm okay with all of that.
Yeah. And so if you want to, yeah, and we'll have Twitter, which is kind of the preferred way of.
Raheel and Dell, they tout that they've got the shortest wait time for calls in the city in sports radio. And we can tout that we are the least interactive show in the world.
Well, I want to be interactive. I just think we have to pick and choose how we do it in a better fashion.
All right.
So.
Yeah, I just don't want it to kill the flow of the show. And that's what the phone calls the other day were doing, or yesterday were doing. And that's what I was like.
Then if there's a time, we'll do them. And if there's not.
No, someone, Kyle said someone threw shade on us yesterday or earlier today for not taking calls yesterday. Did you hear anything about that, John?
No.
Yeah. And you know what? If that's like the end all be all, like if you're not going to listen to our show because we don't take calls every day, then I don't really care. I'm over that.
Yeah.
Got better things to do.
Well, it's probably a loser who had a horrible call.
Yeah.
And
he's probably on hold for 20 minutes. And then when we finally got to him, he didn't answer, or he had a bad phone connection. God, I almost cussed there. I don't know why. But yeah. And then it slows down the show.
Brother Bear, what's worse, guy with cricket phone sounding like he's underwater, shade guy, or woo guy? Cricket phone guy,
cricket
one,
phone guy,
woo guy two. Yeah.
Yeah, bad phone connection is the worst.
Yeah.
That's even, it's almost worse than doesn't answer when we go to him guy. Because at least then we can just, okay, well, that guy didn't, we say, hey, Bob, you know, you're on. and he doesn't answer, okay, just hang up on that guy and move on. Bad phone connection guy, it's like, then we listen, we try to listen for a little while, and it's like, you know what, I can't deal with this, and try to be nice and not, I don't know. I'm just done trying to be nice. Longhorn Dimitri said, just don't take calls during football season. There's plenty of dead time in the summer.
Yeah, but see, I like the summer.
The summertime's fun for us because that's when our show thrives, because there's no expectation that we're going to talk about sports all day.
And Kyle says, the afternoon guys have Throw Shade Thursday. I'm sure it's on the podcast. I'm not going to go back and listen to that.
What afternoon guys? We're the afternoon guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they talking about Barry and Joel?
Probably. Yeah, I'm not going to go back and listen to somebody's podcast to hear somebody complain about us. I don't care.
Trust me. Yeah, I'm not losing sleep.
I can't wait
over
to
it.
Not do that. Yeah, as soon as I get in the car, I'm going to make sure I go back and listen to the podcast so I can hear what somebody said about us.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah, I think we're going to be fine. Sean says less calls is better. I don't like. Hey man, I was calling about that thing y'all were talking about a minute ago, guy. Yeah, see, I like to get other people's opinions on things. I just don't. And I mean, we've had a bad run here. And now there's some callers that I think are really good that I trust, but for the most part,
Barry said it wasn't them.
Okay.
Javier says, y'all decide something about the phone calls offline. Y'all are just as bad as the people complaining. The difference is, Javier, this is our show.
We can do whatever the hell we want.
We can decide what our content is going to be today. Yeah.
And frankly, when we're talking about interaction, I think it's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
It's a good time to have that discussion. Chasing Baseball says, I often change the station when you guys get a call. It starts with, hi, how are you guys?
Yeah. And Lamont says, not taking calls would turn us into Mad Radio in 610. No one wants to hear two guys talk to each other for 4 hours. That's fair, but Lamont is a guy who listens to this show all the time. You know that the percentage of calls that we get that are worthwhile are pretty low. And that's why I don't mind being interactive, but I just feel like Twitter is so much of a better way to be interactive. Because it just filters out the people who really have nothing to say or are getting on the air just to say woo or have a crappy phone connection or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But that's just my...
And it's also 3 hours, so...
Yeah, we'll never be on for 4 hours.
We'll just be Mad Radio for 3 hours.
Did you guys see this update on Ryan Shazier's spinal cord?
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
He might be forced to retire.
Yeah.
Oh, probably would be my guess.
Yeah, because they wound up having to do surgery, which, and from all indications, there's no indications yet he's been able to move his legs.
Jeez, man.
So, I mean, now you just worry about the guy being healthy for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I was pretty sure when it happened. And when I heard that it was like a spinal cord injury, I was pretty sure that his football career was over. It's just a matter of this is a dude with young kids. Like, is he going to be able to be like a normal guy and walk around anymore? And that's, to me, that was the priority at that point.
Yeah, according to the doctors, the bones around his spinal cord are dislocated.
Yeah, have you noticed that it's kind of hard to find the video of what happened?
I haven't really been looking for it, to be honest with you.
I looked for it.
I found it the day after it happened, but I haven't searched for it since. You know what's crazy, though? When I was prepping for the show on, was it Tuesday?
Yeah.
That Juju Smith-Schuster hit was like on ESPN.
Easy to find that hit.
No, it was easy, but then I went to go look for it again, and they took it down. Like after the suspension came down, then they took it down for some reason.
Yeah, I had no problem finding the hit on Burfict or the hit on Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
But if you want to see the hit that put Shazier down, it's pretty tough to find for some reason.
I don't really want to see that.
Well, I kind of want to know. I mean, and I saw it live, but it'd be nice to like sort of analyze exactly why it happened. And not that I'm like a sports science guy, but I'd like to see what exactly he did wrong. You know, what he could have done differently so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I think he got hit in the right spot in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like his neck kind of turned the wrong way and it kind of jolted his head up a little bit. I think his head was up a little bit and kind of snapped his head back.
Man. Yeah, it's a bummer, man. Feel bad for that dude.
Yeah, he was having a hell of a season, too.
Oh, he's a great player.
He really is. But, Arian's fetus are the only color I look forward to. Caller, I think is what he meant. Forward to his OU mic and wondering how many syllables in the call that he had to be hung up on. Chris, if these dickweeds want to be on air, how about they get a job in radio?
Yeah, take our jobs.
Yeah, more than happy to
just do that.
But the reality is that's always been a part of radio talk shows, but we don't necessarily need to do it the way everybody else has always done it. We move around. We change things a lot. We do things differently to see if they work, and that's just one of those deals. All right, let's go to Rafael Esparza. You can follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. And I'm going to be getting some action in on my bookie tonight. And I'm sure Rafael can tell us which way to go. Let's talk about this NFL game tonight, because we've got a pretty damn good one for a Thursday night. Which side are you on, and what do you think of the total being down to 51.5?
Yeah, I'm a little bit shocked at the number that it got bumped all the way up to Atlanta, 2.5, because we're still getting a lot of Saints money. But I think the reason why we bumped it up to 2.5, because we're getting Saints money line action more than anything else. They're not taking the plus points. They're taking straight up to win Saints. I like the under, even though it opened up at 55. Now it's at 51. There's some 51.5. I think it's going to be a defensive battle game. The Saints defense is improved. As long as Atlanta can stop their running game, I think that's going to control the Saints offense as well. So I think it's going to be a tight one. I think whoever wins this one is going to be win by a field goal, but I think the winner is the public, because Chick-fil-A is finally going to be open in Atlanta. But I think the under is the best play on the board on this great Thursday night game. Finally, we have a really, really good Thursday night game.
Yeah, we got some good Sunday games too, like Eagles-Rams. What are your thoughts on that one? That's another pretty darn good matchup.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that the hottest team in football, the Eagles, could maybe go on a two-game losing streak? I just really like the way the Rams play on both sides of the ball. We've seen them beat the Saints at home. I think if Goff can get up early, I think he might have a better game at home. I think if this game was in Philly, it would be shocking. We would probably have to make Philly almost like probably a six-point favorite. So getting the Rams at home, laying a soft 2.5, I think the Rams has to be the good play here. I think the Eagles were a little bit exposed last week, and now they're coming off of a back-to-back really tough games. I like the Rams at home.
All right, one more to ask you about here. We've got a big college football game on Saturday, Army-Navy. Right now I'm seeing -3 on Navy. Any thoughts on that one?
I mean, anytime these two teams play, all you're going to see is run, run, run. Not that many passing, so the under is always the best bet. It opened up at 54. It's now at 46.5. And I think the last 13 meetings out of these two teams, I think 10 of them have gone under. The last 10 of them have gone under. I think it's going to see the same thing. I would not be shocked if this is a low-scoring game. I like Army in this game. I think Army's finally going to get one. I think a 21-17 type of game. I like Army plus the points as well.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza. And you can follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. Rafael, appreciate the time, sir.
Take it easy. Have a great weekend.
All right. And if you want to get in on any of that,
I'm with him on that under, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're always going under that game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that game that might last an hour and a half. I mean, they both practice against the option all the time, and they both run it. I mean, it's going to go, go, go.
All right. Well, if you want to get in on any of that action, MyBookie is the place to do it. You know that. MyBookie.ag, and that's where Raphael's putting all those lines out there for you. So you want to get in any of these games, you're good. And football, they got basketball, they got hockey, still got horse racing going on. You name it. You can get on there and play all of it. Tennis if you want. And they have money line, side total, you got it. Super fast payouts when you win. And listen, I've done a lot of websites over the years. This is the only one I use now, the only one I trust, because when I win, I actually get paid. And check them out for yourself. They got a great deal for you. If you join now, they're going to match your deposit with a 50% bonus, and they've got a great mobile site as well. You can go to your mobile site right now. Just pull over the side of the road, go to mybookie.ag, put in an initial deposit, get a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to make that happen. Promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's my bookie.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
BetDSI is still offering that free $25 wager for registering using my promo code BLITZ25. If you haven't jumped on that offer now, there's only a limited time left with it. Do yourself a favor and jump on that now. BetDSI.com is simply a great sports book, rated A+ by the review sites. They have a reputation you can trust, lots of fun features, easy deposits and withdrawals, no hassles on getting your money. That's important, guys. Go to BetDSI.com right now and use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. Parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. And don't forget, you can bet while the action is live with in-game wagering. At home or on your mobile device, getting odds and placing bets is so simple and fun with BetDSI. Want to go beyond traditional sports? They've got an awesome online casino and racebook. How about politics or reality TV? BetDSI has those odds too. What are you waiting for, guys? If you're looking for a legit, secure, reputable online sportsbook, stop putting up with the hassles and the restrictions of other services. Switch to BetDSI now. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Still haven't decided if we are taking calls or not.
Well, Clayton says, these damn callers, how dare they listen to the show and have thoughts. Dude, I hope they have thoughts, but if taking a phone call on it kills the momentum of the show, then the point of having the callers on is negated.
And by the way, you have a way to interact. You just tweeted.
People want to hear their voices on the air is what it boils down to.
I guess so, yeah.
And honestly, I don't care to like stroke someone's ego in that way. I want the show to go smoothly and, be seamless.
Lamont kind of nails it here. From my years listening to The Blitz, seems like the screener needs to do a better job screening. I wonder if you guys even know the topic before you bring callers on. I do think we need to have a better idea about where the call's going to go. But a lot of times people just lie. They'll call and say, I want to talk about right. this. And it's like, y'all said Case Keenum couldn't play. It's like, no, that's not.
And that's the other thing. People get pissed off because they want to talk about something that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And then they'll wait on hold 45 minutes or an hour, and they'll be like, you didn't take my call. Yeah, because your call was completely unrelated to anything we were talking about. This isn't like Top 40 radio where there's like someone taking your request to play a song. We're not going to talk about a topic because someone randomly brings it up. That's like that's a pretty bad format.
Yeah, it kind of is. But,
and a lot of people sent me the link to the Chase Ear hit.
Somebody says part of your job. No, it's not. Part of our job is to entertain and hopefully inform. And if that involves callers, great. If it doesn't, no. But that's our call to make. And I'm okay with that. I'd rather us make that decision than look up and say, oh, he wants to talk about what the Texans might do with the offensive line and get a woo.
And then Clayton, you want to seam the show and then go on for 2 days bitching about call. Clayton, just stop listening, dude.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about right now. It's not the Make Clayton Happy show. Sorry, bro. I mean,
yeah, you know what? Here's what you can do. You can stop listening, just like I can block you so I don't have to listen to you anymore. See, that's the beauty of life. You don't have to do any of this stuff.
No.
Man, I still don't get why people think that they're the only ones out there that matter. And it's not just people like this. It's people driving their cars around the city. They'll get in the right-hand lane and not turn right and hold up 57 people because the light's red just because they wanted to be first in line.
Yep.
You know, people. I'm starting to think my percentages are way off on people who suck versus people who don't.
Always told you that's the case.
Yeah, I always thought it was about 95%.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, Longhorn Dimitri says, if I don't like what you're talking about, I'll change the channel. It rarely happens. There's times when we talk about stuff I'm not interested in.
Like when we talked about LeVar Ball the other day.
Yeah, I would have changed the channel if I'd been driving around.
And then there's the awkwardness of me talking about something and Fred going,
No, I tried to engage in it.
You did try.
I know you wanted to talk about it.
You did try.
And I had zero interest in it, but I did my best.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your effort.
So, yeah, I did. I've made an effort to try to be, to get involved. If there's something you want to really get into, even if I think I hate the topic, I'm going to make an effort. It's a new leaf kind of thing. And yeah,
I give up. I don't want to talk about it anymore, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's driving me crazy. These people are driving me crazy. I just need to get rid of. I need to get rid of social media.
You can't, man. You gotta have it. That you have to have.
It just makes me hate everyone. I don't understand why it's. I mean, it's all things that people don't say. They would never say to your face.
Right.
But they're glad to say it on the internet. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, or anonymously on a text line.
Yeah.
So,
John, how much you don't really follow wrestling as much anymore? How much have you heard about Ronda Rousey, like legitimately being a pro wrestler now?
Isn't that pretty official now? Like she signed her deal. That's what I heard.
So when she signs a deal, does that mean like, is it going to be? I mean, is she now done fighting and this is all she's doing now is pro wrestling?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's one of those where...
Like she's going to show up at some big events and things like that.
No, I'm sure that she's going to be on there for like pay-per-views and stuff. I'm sure it's like it's going to be something like a Brock Lesnar kind of deal where he's actually a wrestler in the organization. But then I'm sure there's an out if she wants to go back to MMA.
Yeah, I said this a long time ago when she lost a year ago. She lost to Amanda Nunes. I said, I guarantee you she's done fighting. She is done. And she hasn't fought since. I don't think she's going to fight anymore. So maybe this is the best thing. I mean, that's the other thing. She's 30 years old. She's got a big pile of money. And it's clear that the rest of women's MMA kind of caught up with her. So what's the point of going out there and it's almost like Conor McGregor. What's the point of Conor McGregor going and fighting in the UFC for, $2 million when he doesn't need that $2 million? He got $50 million or $100 million. What's the point of fighting for $2 million? Ronda can probably make better money in pro wrestling than she can in the UFC now.
Yeah, and she doesn't have to...
And she doesn't have to get beat up and get embarrassed.
And get back in shape.
Yeah. Well, she probably wants to be in shape because I doubt they're going to have her out there wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
She's probably going to want to look like a pig. But, yeah, I do find that interesting. That's like the move. You just go, there's a lot of guys who go back and forth, like people going from wrestling to fighting and then fighting to wrestling.
Hmm. So you got to stop letting the haters get you. They're not getting to us. So we're just having a discussion about whether or not we should continue to take phone calls on the show. And... Yeah, that's it. You guys should be involved in that conversation, I think. I think we're going out of our way to involve people in that decision. That was what we were doing, so sorry that didn't come across.
Do you remember the hot tennis chick that there was like a sort of like a Twitter contest or you want to bet? Like this was back in the Super Bowl, around the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Canadian one.
Yeah, his name
Jenny Bouchard.
Bouchard, is that his name?
No, Bouchard, the tennis player.
Yeah. Eugenie Bouchard.
Yeah, Jenny.
Oh, it's just Jenny. The EU is silent.
No, she goes by Jenny. G E N N I E.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't like that name. I don't like Eugenie, but I don't like.
But isn't if your
Jenny
name if your name's
either.
Eugenie, aren't you going to go by Jenny? You're not going to go by you, because that would get confusing as hell. Who are you going with? You? What? No, I'm not going. No, you. Yeah, that would be.
That's tough. That's a bad name. Because I wouldn't go. I don't like Jenny spelled with a G.
Yeah.
Either way, this dude.
You would though.
This dude scored a date with her because he won a bet and. The Falcons were up by 25. Bouchard said that Bouchard basically said that it's over. And this random dude said, if New England finishes, if New England wins the game, will you go out with me? She said yes. Patriots win. And then next thing you know, they go out on a date. A couple weeks later, they're at an NBA game. Now, apparently, they're dating for real. Like, they are...
Interesting.
They're still going out on dates.
And well, it's a second date, apparently. I thought it was a second date from what I saw.
Okay.
Well, so, that does that qualify as dating? Does a second date qualify... Maybe we need Beth for this answer. I kind of think...
How many dates does it take to be official?
To me...
I say no.
You say they're not official.
Yeah, I say you're only official when you start hanging out regularly. If you see each other twice a month, that's not. I don't think you're dating. And okay. If you're texting and calling each other, I think, and you're seeing each other at least once a week, I think then you're dating.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if they live in the same town.
Yeah, I think it's a fine. I guess it's a different definition for each couple.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think. All right, here's my definition of when you're dating. If after you've had sex for the first time, you go out on another date, then you're dating. So, like, if it's, it can vary.
So, you have sex and then you go out again?
Yeah. Because like if you have sex and don't go out with them again, well, then, because that was probably the plan, right?
That's just called a hookup.
Yeah. That's probably what you want. But if you both enjoyed it and go out again after that, then.
Then you're dating.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Okay. That seems pretty reasonable.
Probably after three dates, because that's the... Somebody says it's only official if it's Facebook official.
Mm.
See, a lot, well.
Well, some people don't like to put their business out there.
And somebody has a suggestion on text. It says I only read their text if they put their name on it from Drake. But then people can just make up names.
Right.
You know, they'll call themselves Raheel. Of course, it usually is Raheel sending some of the garbage, but that's okay. I know that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys. Talking about gifts. One thing we can all agree on, everybody loves meat. And if you don't, then we're not friends. And if you want meat, you want great meat, you want to give it as a gift, you want to get it for yourself, Omaha Steaks has you covered. Struggling to find the perfect gift for someone that has it all for under 50 bucks, you can send them a great selection of meat. It's going to go right to their door. You don't have to worry about going to the store and deal with the mall or crowds or any of that stuff. You can get the gift or get it for yourself. Or if you're going to have a party, how about this? There's so much here. You can do all this for your party and feed hundreds of millions of people. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. And for only $49.99, you get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 75% off. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything that you're going to get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha steak seasoning packet. Plus, you'll get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's a gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Usually this is where we have Brad Powers talk a little college football, but he's going to join us next hour. He's got something else happening. So, yeah. Some guy says 2 days is actually standard for sex now, and about half that time the first date turns out to be acceptable. Yeah, see, I'm out of practice, man. I haven't been in the pool for 10 or 11 years now, and I always had the three-date rule. It's like, if you don't have sex on the third date, it's probably never going to happen. You're pretty much permanently friend-zoned. But first date is too fast. You know, you don't want to on a first date because then she's just too eager.
I mean, what if that's just like, if it's first date sex and you know that's all it's going to be? It's like, there's not going to be a relationship.
But I mean, if you're looking for a relationship.
Okay.
It was always the third date And if you didn't have it by then it wasn't going to be a relationship. It just wasn't going to happen.
Is that how it worked for you, Jung? How many dates before Teresa gave it up?
Or, it was way more than that.
Or before you gave it up to Teresa, I should say.
Yeah, we know who the big dog in that relationship is.
It was not. It wasn't 2 dates.
How many? Did you go months? Weeks?
Yeah, it was months.
Months, huh?
Yeah.
You slow played it. I like that. I like your style. I like your moves. But Jung was like, I mean, you were also using like, you found her on Tinder, but you were using like Christian Mingle or some stuff like that too, weren't you?
I was on Christian Mingle, but I was on a lot of other stuff.
Like those types of websites, though? Like, were they Jesus websites?
No.
Okay, you weren't on Christian dating apps?
Yeah, because that would be a little bit different, I would assume.
You've got to change your expectation.
Yeah, I would guess. I don't know. I don't know how much a difference that makes, to be honest with you. But that was, I always just figured if by then they weren't interested and they just wanted to be friends. If you got to, you got that past that third date and nothing had happened. It seemed like a fair number to me.
Okay.
I just assume it wasn't going to happen after that and would move on.
Right. Well, I mean, like, what's a chick going out with you 3 times for if that's not going
to
happen?
Well, that's kind of my thought, right? Other than she's just wanting me to buy $80 wine glasses for her, like that one chick. I told you about that one.
Yeah.
I went on a date and she orders like 3 glasses of $80 wine.
$80 per glass?
Per glass. Yeah. And this is when I was making almost no money. It's like, yeah, thanks for sticking me with that tab. There was not a second date with that one. That one ended right there.
Well, if there would have been sex after that, then is it a...
Plus, doesn't matter.
Who's ordering $80 glasses of wine on the first date?
And 3 of them.
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not good dating etiquette, I don't think.
No, at least tell me. It's like, hey, I'm ordering this if you're expecting me to pay for it.
Right.
Which she clearly was.
I don't like that move.
Yeah. I guess she thought I was some big-time baller or something, which, no, not really. Okay, Steven says there's a snow update now on Houston sports and stuff, so I will go check it out. Holly wants to know, what is the definition of a date? Yuck. Yeah, it is kind of a, I guess Jong's the only one of us that's actually been doing this recently.
Yeah. What, like... I don't know. Like, you go out, you have a meal or drinks, and the dude pays for it.
Yeah, that's kind of how
that's
I would define
it. That's a date.
Yeah. And then, you know, maybe there's a hookup after, maybe not.
Right. We're out of the loop on this.
Yeah, I this is one where somebody's pretty sure Jong was on Farmers Only.
Oh, that's probably
what
it was.
That was... You don't have to be lonely.
I think he was on KoreanMingle.com.
Yeah, I bet that's what it was.
You know, Jong was only looking for another Asian
lady. AsianCelebs.com probably had a personal section on there. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Is it Backpage.com? You can find some real filthy stuff, Jong. Yay or nay?
I don't know. I've never visited.
Did you ever try to find love on Craigslist?
No. I didn't want to. I'd like to live.
Okay.
Yeah. Lance says Netflix is a date these days. I bet you that kind of counts, right? You get on there,
yeah. If you pay
binge watch a couple shows, and
if a chick comes over, I pay for the Netflix account.
Yeah, that's a date,
and
I pay for the alcohol.
Yeah, that's a date for sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm not planning to be back in
the dating pool.
Yeah, I don't really, because if this one doesn't work, I'm just
you're done.
I'm just done.
You're giving up on women.
Yeah.
You're going to be a serial masturbator?
Pretty much what I am anyway. So
that's true.
I have no interest in going through all that stuff again.
It does seem like a big, giant pain in the ass.
I'm about to be a 53-year-old man. I got no interest in it.
You're just going to get with hookers now.
No, I'm going to – I would invest in one of those sex robots.
A robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all I'd ever do.
Because that's legal, at least. A hooker, that could get you –
Well, unless we're going to Vegas and you go to one of the brothels.
Right.
Or so, like, far away from the strip, they're not worth it.
Like that, who's that radio guy in Seattle that he got caught with hookers?
Mm.
I can't remember his name. I liked that. But you don't want to have to deal with that. So it's probably best you just get a robot.
Yeah. I don't want to ever deal with people again if it comes down to that. So,
James says his buddy got kicked off Farmers Only and Black People Meet. Of course, he says, of course he doesn't J1GR was kicked off, but still, I don't know what that means, James. But yeah. If you're not a farmer, you shouldn't be on Farmers Only. And white people can get hooked up on black people meet. That's where our boy David Philpott found his chick.
Yeah, yeah.
He was into the sisters, and he just said, "All right, I'm gonna shoot my shot on black people meet."
Even though he couldn't say sisters.
Shh.
Remember?
Yeah, that was so great. I've missed that dude so much. He was the best.
Houston Texan said, "I only lost one kidney from a Craigslist date last year. They were nice enough to leave the other. It's not that bad." Well played, sir. John says, "Who the hell takes a woman on a first date to a place that has $80 glasses of wine?" It was a wine place. I didn't anticipate that she was going to order the $80 glass.
You didn't think she'd go top
shelf. You know how much I paid for my glass of wine? $6.
Right.
It's pretty good wine.
It's like you take a chick to a bar and, you know, you order a Jack and Coke and she orders Pappy Van Winkle off the top shelf. You're not expecting that.
But see, I'm not a wine guy, so I didn't know that when she ordered the Chateau de whatever the bleep it was, that's what it cost.
But now you know.
Yeah, well, now I'm just...
Now you're a wine connoisseur.
No, now I've learned that...
You drink from the fanciest of...
I would never again take a woman to a place, to a wine bar for a date.
Okay.
It was her idea.
It's a good lesson to learn,
it was her
man.
Idea. I mean, she totally scammed the hell
good
out
for
of
you.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter because I'm never going to date again. I'm done with that. Whether... You know, I'm anticipating that this one's lasted almost 9 years, so I'm anticipating it's going to work. And if it doesn't, I'm not going to mess with it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Why would I? Plus, I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, so. Probably so.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you're not going to have any money after this one.
Well, that's...
Because we live in Texas. She's going to get half of your stuff.
I know.
Even though she makes more money than you, it doesn't matter.
Well, she does well enough on her own, but yeah.
She could still get it, though.
I know. So I'd rather, but I have her scared into thinking I get half of her stuff. So.
Oh, that's a good move.
So yeah, so I think maybe that'll keep her from ditching me, but you never know.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career, and let me tell you about Trenton. Not Trenton, New Jersey, Trenton the truck driver, the former truck driver. And I say former because back in July, Trenton started class at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Trenton has already started an IT career. How long is it going to take you? You don't need a math background. You don't need a computer background because it's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career could get you trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, they help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. Or guys you hate, like me and AJ. Barry Warner. We know you love Barry. Barry Warner. We know you love
Barry Warner.
Charlie Polillo you love. Barry Laminack you love. All those guys are on there. And then the guys you hate. So it's all good. Check it out every day. If you're not, you're missing out. Go right now. SportsMap.com. Before we get on to the jewel of the day.
Gem of the day.
Yeah,
sorry. We've only been doing that for many, many years.
Yeah, I got confused because I was looking at a story about a jewel. So, my apologies. But,
dude. Okay, go ahead. I've got some sort of breaking news.
Well, we'll do your breaking news because this will wait.
This might make you sad. Seattle approved a $660 million proposal to renovate Key Arena by 2020. And there will likely be a new NHL franchise ready to fill up the seats when construction is finished.
No, it doesn't make me sad. Seattle's been on their radar for a while. Okay. Hopefully they'll get an NBA team back too, because that
they should have an NBA team. That's an awesome market.
It is. But no, Houston's going to be in on the NHL too. That's going to happen.
Well, Gary Bettman told reporters today that the NHL Board of Governors has agreed to accept an expansion application from Seattle and allow billionaire David Bonderman and his group of investors to conduct a season ticket drive.
Yeah, because that would get them to an even number of teams, and I think you will see a team move here.
There would be 32, right?
Yeah, that would get them to 32, which I still think is too many. I think it's like baseball. They should contract a few of these teams, but they won't.
Yeah, they don't need that. They should have like 28 or 24.
Yeah, but no, I think there's a real good chance that especially, and I'll just throw this out there because they're saying, because the Carolina Hurricanes deal is about to get sold to a Dallas businessman, and they're going out of their way to say, oh, they're not going to relocate the team. They don't want to relocate teams. Well, we'll see about that. I think if it makes sense to have your franchise value goes up probably $250 million if you move a team from Carolina to Houston.
Right.
It's that simple. So. And I don't know that it'll be that team, but there will be movement.
Well, wouldn't it be
Seattle would get a team? Houston will get a team eventually as well.
Well, wouldn't it have been better to? I mean, well, I guess because they're saying expansion, it'll be done by 2020, so they've got some time. Then I was going to say, why wouldn't they just give Houston an expansion team and then move a team to Seattle when they're ready?
I think they want to give them time to put that together. I think there's already a plan in place to get a team here. I really do.
Okay.
Because especially if you're going to move a team, you don't want to wait till 2020 if you need to get them out of there by 2018 or 2019. You want them to be able to go to a place where there's already an arena. So it kind of makes more sense. But I'm happy to see Seattle get a team. I think it's a terrific hockey market. And it adds another one up there in that area with Vancouver. And they have a real good junior team there. I mean, I think it's a good market, and I think they should get one. I think they should get basketball back as well.
Yeah, it's weird.
But we should get hockey, and I think we will. I'm trying to stay on top of it as much as possible. There's a lot of rumors out there, but it's finally on Gary Bettman's radar. Houston's finally is because Fertitta is here, and Tillman, I'm guessing, would be involved in the ownership of some way, and that's a guy you want in your league. Just like he's like Mark Cuban. He's he's got his own TV show. He's dynamic. I mean, you want owners like that. NHL needs that. They don't have a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, Seattle's a weird, because Seattle's like, I think they're number 14 or 13 in media market size. And right now, obviously, they're a two sport town.
Right.
Two pro sports. But they also have pretty much no interest in, like, you would think if I were an NBA fan in Seattle, I mean, I would either cheer for the Thunder, which would maybe be tough because
it's like rooting for your ex-wife.
Or it's like rooting for the Titans when they left Houston. Yeah. Or I would root for the Trailblazers, who are the next closest thing, right?
Although they kind of were big rivals for
a long
time.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's like you becoming a Cowboys fan, sort of.
Or a Mavericks fan if the Rockets ever left. Is that
That would be a better thing? That would be a better, that's a better analogy. Interesting.
And by the way, the Mariners just acquired D. Gordon not that long ago.
Yeah. I keep thinking they'll be better every year, and they never quite do anything.
Yeah, the lineup looks a little salty over there.
Maybe next year. Maybe if they get Ohtani, they're one of the teams that's still in on him.
Yeah.
Real life question. If a couple wants to move in together, not married, just dating, should bills be split? If you both have jobs, absolutely.
Well, I mean,
that's the point, right?
Isn't that something for you and her to discuss?
Well, but if honestly, you're supposed to pay for everything. I mean, if one of you is not working, but
I don't know. That's a weird thing. Like if you ask some chick to move in with you, I don't know. I think you have to talk about what the ground rules are, the setup is.
And I think it's different for everybody. And even now, the one thing we've always kind of done is keep our finances separate, which I think is important. And we pay for, like, we have a joint account that pays all of our joint bills. like house payment, you know, HOA fees, car payment, the stuff we both use. And then we use that for, like, if we go out to dinner, we use that account. But then everything else I have in my account for whatever I want to do, and she has in her account for whatever she wants to
do. Yeah.
And sometimes we'll buy each other dinner out of our own accounts, depending on how things are going. And it works out, that works out real well. There's no real fights over money there.
That's nice.
And part of it, too, is that we actually don't need to fight over money anymore, which is a big thing. But, yeah, it's different for everybody. But I think if you're both working, yeah, you both should be contributing. Did you guys talk about Warren Moon already? Yeah, we talked about that. I don't know when.
Yeah.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
When it came out.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. I'll tell you what I want to talk about. A little poker.
Poker?
And, yeah.
You barely know her.
It's been 2 days. Yeah. But I want to tell you about my favorite new poker room in Houston. And I was there the other night and played the tournament there. And Lions Poker Palace is absolutely a palace. It is just a great place. There's some terrific players there, and the tournaments are fantastic. Every day, Monday through Friday, they start at 6:30. So you can get out there right now and play the tournament. $80 buy-in plus a $20 seat rental fee, and the payouts are incredible. $3,000 guaranteed for first. Saturday and Sunday, they start at 3:30. They've got Omaha tournaments on Sundays, and on Friday night, that's the one where they have $7,500 guaranteed. ATMs available inside, 10 tables with comfortable seating. And I'll tell you what, man, I had an absolute blast there. These guys are running a first-class operation. It's as nice as any place that I've been in the city.
Yeah, it's gold, man. It used to be tough to play legal poker in Texas. And in fact, I think the only place you could play legally in Texas was down on the border. You know, like, and there's like an Indian reservation that you could play on. I can tell you this, though. They didn't have English only at the table rules, which drove me crazy, and I didn't enjoy playing there because people are talking about their hands. I've got no idea what they're talking about. Lions, English only at the tables. I appreciate that. I appreciate that it is literally Vegas quality, a Vegas quality poker room. You got friendly dealers. You've got it's just a really nice place. It's a first class spot. Go check it out. Follow them on Facebook if you want to know about all the tournaments and events. They do tournaments every day. You play cash any day. You'll find Lions at 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mention ESPN, you'll get your first 2 hours of play for free. Go check them out. It's Lions Poker Room or Lions Poker Palace. And again, follow them on Facebook for more details.
ESPN 97.5.